Chapter 1. Will. The white glow of the snowstorm broke the darkness of midnight. I locked my hands on the steering wheel, white knuckles on black leather. The dry heat and the dark gray Highlander I drove kept us protected. I glanced back at my son, who slept in his car seat. My son. I felt a mixture of both pride and fear. Jameson J. Monroe was about 3 months old. He and I were of limited acquaintance, but that was going to change. One choice had led to this, and not for the first time in the last few days, I wondered if I was prepared to be a single parent. The wind hit the Highlander from the north, and I felt the car slide left. Electricity shot through me as fear took hold. I gripped the steering wheel harder, as if that were possible. I strained to see through the blanket of snow that reflected my headlights back at me. From the back of the car, I heard a gurgle. I held my breath for a second. What would I do if he woke up? I couldn't pull over in the storm to care for him. Sleep, Jameson. Another gust of wind hit the car, and I again squeezed the steering wheel. Through the snow, I saw a green sign marking the fact that I was near the city of Ellensburg, Washington. I took half a second to review the map app on my iPhone and then scanned the road ahead. Dread hit me as I saw the warnings pop up on the phone. The raging winter storm had closed Interstate 90. The red line of taillights showed the beginning of a backup. I slowed a bit and switched to the Washington Roads website, which confirmed the road closure. Damn it! The word was halfway out of my mouth, and then I dropped my voice quickly. Jameson responded with another gurgle. The map app redirected me to Highway 97. Leavenworth, I thought. I whispered to myself. I guess there's no choice. If the map app was correct, an accident or an avalanche had closed Interstate 90. Currently, my phone showed the Highway 2 pass was open. I didn't want to go backwards to Spokane. I guess it's Leavenworth. I readjusted my hands and dried my palms on my pants. I wasn't sure at that moment what worried me more, the thought of my childhood home or the storm. I looked back at Jameson and knew there was no other choice. Leavenworth was home until I was 18. I left after high school and went off to college at the University of Washington with a full academic scholarship. A Bachelor of Science in Programming and some lucky breaks led to the creation of my software company. That company created a little app that became extremely popular. So much so that Microsoft bought it rather than creating their own. I still worked because I loved it, not because I needed to. At some point, my company went international, and my life got even busier. What I had not done over the last 12 years was communicate often or well with my parents or old friends. Sure, I sent texts at Thanksgiving and Christmas. On their birthdays and anniversary, I called my parents. I sent them checks and tried to be a dutiful son, even if I wasn't coming home. I wasn't a jerk, and I certainly didn't try to cut them out of my life. I just didn't want to return to Leavenworth. I hadn't gone back in 12 years, and I hadn't planned on it anytime soon. Town held memories. Who was I kidding? The town held her. What do you do when an entire place is love lost? Especially when she remained and you left. I had tried to go back a few times, but I knew every conversation would be about her, about us. Everyone would ask if I had talked to her. There would be no escape from the past or the memories that every store or restaurant would bring to life. And throughout Leavenworth, there would be Christmas ornaments and decorations everywhere. I was never strong enough to return. But now the weather had other ideas. Leavenworth is beautiful, and that certainly wasn't the reason I had avoided it. It's a town that reinvigorated itself back in the 60s by turning itself into a Bavarian village.